appreciate that.
Is it difficult as a player though when you look at the saga that kind of continues with this?
Yeah, it is. It's something that every player wants to get it over and done with. And at the same time, you hope the resolution is that we get to stay, but it's something that's dragged on for a long time.
Shane, can you clarify your stance in the offseason or when things were happening with Phoenix?
Yeah, it was funny because, I mean, people were saying that I never once said a single disparaging word about Winnipeg. I simply stated that the connection that I had with Phoenix was because I'd been there for 15 years. The same thing I would have had if I'd been in Winnipeg for 15 years and someone told me I had to leave. It would have been the exact same feelings. It was more that, and I'm not naive enough not to realize the emotion that the fans of Winnipeg have for their team, and to see that is something that you appreciate. But I never once said anything disparaging about the city or not wanting to be in the city. I just said how much I enjoyed Phoenix, and other people may have tried to put things in my mouth, but I never said anything like that.
Have guys mentioned at all since getting here, just looking around thinking this could have been? So, I mean, you guys were
It was close. Yeah. For like 2 years it's been close. I mean, it's been it's one of those things that, yeah, you come into the city and you see the people and you see how excited they are and you're walking down and you appreciate it. I mean, it's hockey and it's in Canada. I mean, it's special.
Shane, will this game be fun for you in any way?
Oh, yeah, it always is fun. I mean, you see the – whenever there's emotion and whenever there's something that's unique, I've played a lot of games, and so something to give you something a little bit unique about another one is something that you'll remember. I mean, coming back here for the first time and is something that you'll definitely remember.
What kind of a reception do you expect the team to get?
You know what? The fans of Winnipeg love their Jets, and they're going to be passionate for their team, and they're not going to, they don't, I think, take too kindly to anyone that comes in to play against them. And that's going to be I'm sure our reception will be not a welcomed one, but one that will have a lot of emotion in it.
What do you think you'll get personally from the fans?
I really don't know. I mean, obviously, I enjoyed my time here. I loved the city gave me a chance to play in the NHL and fulfill my dream. I mean, that's something that you never, ever forget. And at the same time, I realize I'm playing against their team, and you're not going to get the welcome wagon kind of put out for you at all.
Last April, Dave Tippett said, you know, enough was enough now. That was kind of the ownership situation had to be resolved. If you guys were at the end of the rope then, where are you now?
Well, now we really had, it hasn't even been talked about, and we do everything we can to avoid discussing it and worrying about it because, I mean, what are you going to do? You do grow callous to it. I remember the first year being, you know, emotional and passionate about it. And the second year, kind of as it was wearing on, you're getting this kind of the same thing as you thought it was going to come to an end. And now it's kind of just when it's over, it's over. And obviously we all hope it's over sooner than later and we get it dealt with and that everyone gets it figured out and we can, you know, get some stable ownership and give ourselves a chance.
Even if it's a move, would you like it resolved sooner?
No, I mean, obviously, I've always stated I've connected with the city of Phoenix. I want to stay there. That's where my family's been the whole life, and that's where everybody wants to stay. But we really have no say in it. I have no say, and it doesn't really matter what I think or feel, and that really is what it comes down to.
Shane, what's it meant to you to be with one organization throughout your whole career?
It's something that you don't take lightly. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they've given me the opportunity. I'm sure there's times they could have moved me along the way, and they've always kind of stuck by me. And at the same time, I think it breeds a little bit of responsibility to the team and responsibility for the organization where you feel like this is mine, and you take ownership in it a little bit more. And so sometimes, you know, you want to make sure that you succeed there because you feel like you have unfinished business.
I heard Claude Lemieux talking about this team learning how to win and how to manage games. You guys seem very good at that. How difficult is it to ingrain that in the culture of the team?
It's important to get our identity. I mean, we hear Tip talk all the time about pushing the game along and playing the game the way we know we have to. And we're getting a better understanding of that, I think, every year. And hopefully we can take strides this year to be better at it. But it's something that as you get accustomed to it and you get an understanding of it seems to happen on its own. It's not something that I don't think anyone makes a conscious effort that this, we got to do this different. it just, you start to get an understanding of it.
But it's something that takes time, because obviously these guys have struggled to kind of come to grips with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, in certain situations it does take time, and you can lose it. I mean, you watch teams, I mean, there's stretches last year where we were, you know, you think you're a little bit better than you are, and you kind of lose the fact that this is, you have to play the same way for 60 minutes, and that's something that even this year, two or three times, when we've been bad, we've been really bad, and every team struggles with that and has to kind of find their way back to it sometimes.
I don't know if you study other teams much, but what do you see in this team here?
You know what, the group of forwards up front are skilled guys. I think, you know, Kyle Wellwood has added a lot to the team and just given them another forward with elite skill, and he's been playing really well for them. And Evander Kane's a kid that's come a long ways, and I can't say enough good things about Ladd. I think he's a great leader, he's a great captain, and he's a guy that plays the game the right way, and he's a good guy to have in your room. And obviously their back end moves the puck well, and we got to make sure that we don't give them too much time and space.
Thanks.
Yep. You guys were going to be coached in the hallway.
Any fun memories of Winnipeg from your time? I know it was a long time ago.
No, yeah. For sure. I mean, when you score your goal, or you're playing the first game and playing the playoffs. I mean, I remember the playoff game here against Detroit. The last game was one of those things you never forget. It was as emotional a building as I've ever been in. And the fans, it was incredible. We did the victory lap, and the fans, I lost both gloves and an elbow pad and half of a shoulder pad. And you know, it was just the emotion, and that was something you never, ever forget.
What was your favorite restaurant in Winnipeg at the time?
You know, I went to Hi's, actually went there again last night. We went there quite a bit. And we'd always go over to to the Olive Garden over by the Apollo Park. We'd have our pregame there. And that was one of the, I know it's kind of, I was 18, so I went where everyone else went, you know, and it was, you know, the people of Winnipeg and the fans were incredible. And I mean, I was in the NHL for the first time, so everything was great for me.